Week 3, Day 2. Today's scripture is Genesis 39 and 40. Chapter 39. Now Joseph had been brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the guard, an Egyptian, had bought him from the Ishmaelites who had brought him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he became a successful man, and he was in the house of his Egyptian master. His master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord caused all that he did to succeed in his hands. So Joseph found favor in his sight and attended to him. And he made him overseer of his house and put him in charge of all he had. From the time that he made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. The blessing of the Lord was on all he had in house and field. So he left all he had in Joseph's charge, and because of him, he had no concern about anything but the food he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance, and after a time, his master's wife cast her eyes on Joseph and said, "Lie with me." But he refused, and he said to his master's wife, "Behold, because of me, my master has no concern about anything in the house, and he has put everything in my charge. He is not greater in this house than I am. Nor has he kept back anything from me except you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" And she spoke to Joseph day after day, and he would not listen to her, to lie beside her or be with her. But one day, when he went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the house were in the house, she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." But he left his garment in her hand and fled and got out of the house. As soon as she saw that he had left his garment in her hand, he had fled out of the house. She called to the men of her household and said to them, "See, he has brought among us a Hebrew to laugh at us. He came in to me to lie with me, and I cried out with a loud voice. And as soon as he heard that, I lifted up my voice and cried out. He left his garment beside me and fled and got out of the house." Then she laid up his garment by her until his master came home. And she told him the same story, saying, "The Hebrew servant whom you have brought among us came in to me to laugh at me. But as soon as I lifted up my voice and cried, he left his garment beside me and fled out of the house." As soon as his master heard the words that his wife had spoken to him, "This is the way that your servant treated me," his anger was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him in the prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in prison. But the Lord was with Joseph, and showed him steadfast love, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison put Joseph in charge of all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever was done there, he was the one who did it. The keeper of the prison paid no attention to anything that was in Joseph's charge, because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it succeed. Chapter 40. Sometime after this, the cupbearer of the king of Egypt and his baker committed an offense against the Lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was angry with his two officers, the chief cupbearer and the chief baker, and he put them in the custody of the house of the captain of the guard, in the prison where Joseph was confined. The captain of the guard appointed Joseph to be with them, and he attended them. They continued for some time in custody. And one night they both dreamed, the cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were confined in the prison, each his own dream, and each dream with its own interpretation. When Joseph came to them in the morning, he saw they were troubled. So he asked Pharaoh's officer, who were with them in the custody of the master's house, "Why are your faces downcast today?" They said to him, "We have had dreams, and there is no one to interpret them." And Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Please tell them to me." So the chief cupbearer told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "In my dream, there was a vine before me, and on the vine there were three branches. As soon as it budded, the blossoms shot forth, and the clusters ripened into grapes. Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes, and I pressed them into the Pharaoh's cup, and placed the cup in the Pharaoh's hand." And Joseph said to him, "This is its interpretation. The three branches are 3 days. In 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your office, and you shall place Pharaoh's cup in his hands as formerly when you were his cupbearer. Only remember me when it is well with you, and please do me this kindness to mention me to Pharaoh. And so get me out of this house, for I was indeed stolen out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also I have done nothing that they should put me into the pit. And when the baker saw that the interpretation was favorable, he said to Joseph, I've also had a dream. There were three cake baskets on my head. In the uppermost basket, there were all sorts of baked food for Pharaoh. But the birds were eating out of my basket on my head. And Joseph answered and said, this is its interpretation. The three baskets are 3 days. In 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head from you and hang it on a tree, and the birds will eat the flesh from you. On the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, he made a feast for all of his servants and lifted up the head of the chief cupbearer and the head of the chief baker among his servants. He restored the chief cupbearer to his position, and he placed the cup in Pharaoh's hands. And he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. Faithful and Forgotten by Nick Loudon. My older brother John took a lot of pestering from me when I was younger. One instance has always stuck in my mind, one of my favorite stories from childhood. For as long as I can remember, my mom always wanted to buy a genuine leather couch. My parents had four kids. Furniture was one of the many things that got pretty beat up. But as kids were getting a little older, they finally pulled the trigger. A full-size, three-cushion, genuine leather couch with a dark caramel color and deep brown hardware lining the armrests. It was a thing of beauty. It was a great couch. Now, 8-year-old me did not care about any of that at all, okay? And I quickly discovered something quite cool about leather couches. That was, if you scratch something into them, the scratch would stay. You could draw pictures, you could write messages, whatever you'd like. And the devious little brother in me hatched a beautiful plan. I'm going to scratch my own name into this brand new beautiful couch and then tell my mom that John did it, my brother, and that he was trying to frame me. This plan is pure brilliance in the 8-year-old mind. My mom knew I was lying the millisecond I started speaking, and I got a swift belt to the backside a few hours later when my dad got home from work, and that is just what you call justice, true, true justice. Unfortunately, Joseph wasn't exactly experiencing that same level of vindication that I did. Being sold into slavery was not a great start, but after crawling his way up a small social ladder in Potiphar's home, he was hit by a very serious accusation. I can't imagine what he was feeling in this moment of being accused of assaulting his master's wife, knowing full well that he had done nothing but serve his master faithfully. He didn't deserve this treatment, and that is on top of the fact that he should never have been sold into slavery in the first place. At this point, the dream God has given him must feel so far away. Even in this dark place, he is still faithful to his call by meeting the cupbearer and baker in prison, serving them and interpreting their dreams. He was faithful, only to remain forgotten and unseen, with no light at the end of this tunnel. As Christians, we know that there is no such thing as hopeless. We cling to work that has already been done for us on the cross. And that's the same faith as what carried Joseph. The God who's been fighting for his people from the beginning would keep fighting still. Question 1. What area of your life feels like a prison right now? And what would faithfulness look like there? Question 2. When have you been faithful and still felt forgotten? And how did you respond? Question 3. Where in your life have you been the accuser, cutting someone's dream for your own benefit? Daily prayer. Lord, you have shown your faithfulness. I do not need to doubt it. Help me today to trust your plan for my life and pursue you regardless of my circumstances.